All day I face the barren waste without the taste of water.
Welcome back, Arizona homeowners. We're talking water. We're talking water with Mrs. Rita McGuire. Rita, what is the quote I'm trying to remember about water in the West?
Whiskey's for drinking and water's for fighting.
Boy, and that's been proven true year after year after year after year. I'm just now finishing Mark Wilmer's biography, Parting the Water?
Or Divided Waters.
Divided Waters by Mr. August.
Correct.
Jack August. And we've had Jack on the show before, and he wrote his biography, an incredible biography, but just about the we were about ready to lose that battle before Wilmer stepped up and won it for us.
It's really true. It's one of the great stories of Arizona history. We literally had lost the initial ruling, so Arizona was on the defensive with California arguing that they were entitled to more water in the Colorado River system. Mark Wilmer came in at the 11th hour and completely changed the strategy for our defense, our case in front of the U.S. Supreme Court, and it's a concept known as equitable apportionment. And what's important about that is it used to be the first guy that tapped the water system had the senior rights, but when Wilmer came forward, he made the argument that the water should be equitably divided waters, among the three lower basin states, and Arizona was able to get a significant portion of that, and it was a huge victory, and we're all the beneficiaries today.
And then you have John Rhodes and who else involved in getting the CAP done. And then that is our lifeblood vein to the Colorado River. But it's the first thing we have to give up.
That's exactly right. Just a little math, if the listeners would bear with me. We're entitled to 2.8 million acre feet of water every year out of the Colorado River system. California, by comparison, is entitled to 4.4 million acre feet. The water that gets shorted in Arizona is the water that goes through the CAP system, which carries 1.5 million acre feet.
Okay.
So it's not all of Arizona's entitlement, but it's the water that comes into the Phoenix metropolitan area and to Tucson. So it's a very important block of water.
It's about half.
Yeah.
1.5 or 2.8.
Exactly.
Well, that's a lot.
It is a lot, and not all of it goes away. It's in small percentages. So you were talking about, are we paying attention and trying to plan ahead? And when there's a shortage declared on the system and the CAP water is cut back, the first entities that get cut back are the farmers. So it's not the municipalities, but it's farmers. And so they're very much aware of that, and they have pumps to turn on for groundwater if necessary. But that is very different than California, where the farmers actually have the senior water rights.
Now, we're not currently utilizing every drop we take out of the Colorado River in the CAP. I mean, it gets to the end of the ditch, and there's still water in that ditch.
Well, what we do is we store the water underground that's not going to direct use. So we're putting to use most of our 2.8 million acre foot entitlement.
Okay, so we get all of that. So even if a farmer in Casa Grande lets it go by, he could have future access to that water if he needs. See if we could just get it to flow uphill.
Exactly. Wouldn't that make a difference? So what happens, Rosie, is water gets released out of Lake Mead, and it comes down the Colorado River, and it heads south, and entities take water off the river as it goes by them. But it takes about 2 weeks from the start of Lake Mead, where it's discharged, all the way down to the very end of the system, which is actually
in Colorado Mexico. The Colorado River system, not the CAP. Okay, so to get down the Colorado River from Mead, that's a 2 week inner tube float.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the diversions into the CAP system happen out of Lake Havasu. So that's where the diversion point is to bring this water into central Arizona.
Okay. So how do they determine how big the gate valve needs to be open up there at Mead?
Well, you have to put your orders in back in that October of the prior year. So you're calling up the Bureau.
They're literally polling every major water consumer and saying, what's your allocation for next year?
Absolutely.
What if it's a wet year?
If it's a wet year, then everything changes, and that's when you look to your storage places. So in recent years, we just build what's called drop two storage, which is in the very southern tip of the Colorado River system, just before you cross the border into Mexico, and it's built to capture the water that isn't used by the upstream users because it rained and they don't need their Colorado River supply for this week. So, or there's some other change, they've got a technical problem, whatever, and they can't take the delivery of the water. Rather than have it go into Mexico, it's captured in the United States. It's part of the U.S. entitlement in what's called drop two storage, which can capture up to 70,000 acre feet of water, which is a big pool of water.
So Gary D., our engineer, has a little okra and garlic plot down in Yuma, and he puts in his little requisition for water a year ahead of time. Okay, the year ends up being wetter than anticipated. He doesn't want the water. Someone automatically knows to divert his water to this drop two storage facility in California.
Well, drop two storage is really more of an emergency basis. On a more annual basis, if Gary decides he doesn't want to irrigate his entire farm for the year, we have in the CAP system a concept known as the excess pool. And then that water is available on a year-to-year basis because it's not being used by somebody who has it under contract in perpetuity.
Ooh, okay, I know all y'all care about at home is that when you turn the tap on, you can brush your teeth, you can shave, you can shower, you can bathe the dog, the kids, fill up your swimming pool, and irrigate your garden and your landscaping. But it's so much more than that. And we're here with Rita McGuire talking about it. I so appreciate her willingness to come in and visit about it. I've got so much more I want to talk about, but I can't stop the clock. We got a break for bottom of the hour news and catch up. We'll be back with Rita right after this.